Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from a rental car yet again. You guys say you like it, so I'm going to keep bringing it. This time, it's Monday, October 3rd, Two Oceans 11. We're driving from Vermilion, South Dakota.
What?
Yeah, we just did a show at the University of South Dakota. Go Yotes!
Go Yotes!
Yotes!
Yote it.
Short for coyotes. And don't you dare say coyote in front of them, because They'll tear your larynx out.
Yeah, they will.
They turn into yotes and tear the skin out of your neck.
Oh, Jesus.
So we're driving to it is Cocktober, Graham. We're driving from to Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
From Vermilion,
and then we're gonna spend a nice night at a lovely hotel in Sioux Falls and then get up hella fucking early to fly back to... I'm flying to Portland, Oregon. Graham's flying to Los Angeles.
We will be in 7 hours. We gotta leave. So it's 10:38 at night.
I'm disappointed you didn't get a bigger laugh when I said to the audience in Vermilion, when I said, "Who wants to be a Vermillionaire?" They were just kind of like, "What?" With me once again is Graham Elwood, driving. He's the designated driver of the rental car. What kind of car are we inside today, Graham?
Doug, we're in a delightful Dodge Durango, which is kind of a big... They upgraded it. We've rent a lot of cars, so we get free upgrades a lot of times. So they gave us this big SUV. It's huge. It's nice. It's comfortable. The back door is the quintessential example of too much technology. The hatch thing that opens the back where, we put our bags, instead of just opening it, you press this button and it does it automatically. And it's like, oh, thank God, robots have now slowed down the process.
Yeah, it's a fucking slow robot opening. And it takes like 10 seconds for this stupid thing to open when you could just open it real quick.
Fucking open and close it. And then earlier today, we're in the goddamn airport in the lounge, and I just wanted to get some green tea, and there's this stupid machine. You get this green tea pouch, and you had to find this locket in there, and then there's this robot. It's like, it's fucking tea. It's hot water. It's a goddamn cup and a tea bag. No robots need to be in there, you Skynet motherfuckers.
Yeah, who do you think we are? Will Smith?
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so I had to bring it back to movies somehow. I don't know where... What that coffee machine had to do. Oh, Skynet, good job. Last night at Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington, we played the Leonard Maltin game with audience members and had a lovely time.
It was fun.
A couple came up first, which we've never had that before. I assume they were husband and wife, Ellen and Jeremy. And they won against Graham in the In Theaters Now category because Graham didn't recognize the five or six names he got from Dolphin Tale.
Dolphin Tale.
Yeah.
I had just seen Moneyball.
You guessed Moneyball.
Yeah. I knew it wasn't Moneyball, but I was like, I couldn't think of anything else because I haven't seen Dolphin Tale. But Moneyball's a good movie.
Yeah, it might be my favorite movie of the year so far.
That's really good.
Favorite, like, mainstream can win awards movie. Like, I like some other weird movies better. But Justin... with a Y was also played the game because we decided to play another round even though you lost the first one.
Yes.
And he was wearing, he was a missionary. The next day, where did he say he was
going to
go?
He's going back down to Mexico because he had his lanyard with his name on it from a missionary convention, which of course we made a bunch of sex jokes. But he's going to do his mission work in Mexico. And he's like, I'm going to listen to a bunch of podcasts on my way down. So Justin with a Y, safe travels, brother.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck with your missionary work. And seriously, try Doggy Style
sometime. It's so much fun. Doggy Style's a blast.
And he lost to you because you got in, I think it was five names, which is a lot of names, especially for this classic movie. You got The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Correct in five names because the last name was Linda Blair. So that was a big giveaway. And that was in the horror category. Because as I mentioned earlier, it is Cocktober. You can have a chance to play the Leonard Maltin game, listeners, against Sean Jordan at the Houston Improv on October 9th at 4:20 and at Zany's in Nashville on October 10th. And then against Dan Gabriel at Zany's in Chicago on October 15th and at 4:20 at the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio on October 16th. And then a nighttime show at the same club on the 17th. And you can play against David Huntsberger on October 2nd at Comedy Works in Denver and October 3rd at Go Bananas in Cincy.
November.
What'd I say? October. Damn it! November 2nd and 3rd. I even wrote down October. Hence the problem. I just read what I wrote down. I haven't seen a movie since yesterday except for a little bit of Con Air in my hotel room. Which, if Con Air's on a television and I notice, I will be watching for a while because I love Con Air. And like we mentioned, Graham saw Moneyball.
Moneyball, and Moneyball was good. And when I got out of the theater, there was a Pop Warner football game behind the mall that I could hear. Which was weird. So I just heard whistles and cheering, and I was like, there's a youth football game going on. I went around, and there it was. It has nothing to do with movies or Moneyball, but it was really exciting.
That was great. I always like to have something to edit out. Speaking of editing and censorship, in the Jimmy Pardo, Leonard Maltin, Little Wolverine episode, everyone is really concerned on Twitter about what happened, why there was a bleep. I hate censorship. Pardo said something about a gig. We were talking about a gig that Pardo wasn't ready to promote yet. And at the end of all that talk and me saying, okay, we'll just edit it out, then Sam the Ma'am decided to turn it into a little dramatic moment and said, Jimmy, why did you say that? Because he knew that it was going to be right after a bleep, and which was pretty funny, and the audience enjoyed it. But everyone thinks that Pardo said something really terrible, and I want to let you know that he did not. Yesterday's rental car build a title. There was some controversy with that. Could have gone with Pool Hall Junkies instead of Pool Boys on the one end. And that was from 2003 and stars Chaz Palminteri and Ricky Schroeder. And then...
That's awesome.
Yeah, Pool Hall Junkies.
Yeah.
And then I was ridiculous on the, when we had Dr. No, and I was trying to think of what ends in Doc. I can't believe I didn't come up with, and lots of people pointed out to me, What's Up, Doc?
Right.
Because that's one of my favorite movies ever. I love that. What are you doing with Howard Bannister's rocks? So... So that's the fun thing about us playing Build a Title in the car, is people listening along get to get extremely frustrated when they have the right answer or have an idea, and we blithely ignore it as we drive down the... What are we driving down tonight?
We're on the 29 North, going through beautiful South Dakota in the middle of the night.
Yeah, we went south to go to Vermilion, and now we're going north.
North to Sioux Falls.
Yeah, and it's a real case of highway hypnosis. There's nothing to look at out here. So, for today's Build a Title, movies set in South Dakota. And the first one we'll start off with, and we'll see how that goes, and I've got a few more options, is called North by Northwest.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
The great Hitchcock film where... What's his name? Cary Grant... climbs into the nose of which of the presidents on Mount Rushmore? Just gets right up in his nose.
Oh, I believe
it. And then he does a dance.
I believe it's Jefferson.
They're like hanging off of his head or something, aren't they? Or his nose, or... Yeah, I don't remember which president. But what do you want to add to North by Northwest, Graham?
Oh, God.
It can start with West or end with North.
Going North? Isn't that a movie?
No. Going South.
Going South.
So that wouldn't count. That was a Jack Nicholson movie that featured a cameo by Jim Belushi. John Belushi.
God. I'm kind of tired. Jesus.
According to Jim, he was in Going South.
Let's see what...
movie that begins with the word West.
I'm so tired.
There's one that just jumps right out at anybody who's not tired. West.
West Side Story.
I always predict what's going to happen on each end in the beginning, and that's what I thought would come up, is West Side Story. And then I will add to that... Damn it. I don't want to do Story of Us, because I think we... Didn't we just do that recently?
Yeah.
In one of the car episodes, I think I said Story of Us. So
yeah.
So we want to do a different story.
Yeah.
Story... Never ending. Story... tell... Story... Time. Story... Teller. Story... Book. Again, listeners are probably yelling... So I'm going to go on the other end and go Mr. North by Northwest Side Story.
Mr. North.
Yes, now you need something that ends in Mr. Or begins with Story.
Storybook Wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Look it up. Sounds like a movie that would...
I'm not gonna look that
up. I'm very good with
I don't like your... Just... You have to know what the movie is when you add it. You can't just use an expression that exists. Storybook Wedding. Because you know there's some direct-to-video...
Of course, yeah. That's
shitty movie called...
That's my
Storybook... Storybook Wedding. I'm stuck on both of them. I can't think of something that ends with mystery either.
West Side Story.
Blank mystery.
Oh, Story of Our Fathers.
Yeah. Yeah, that works, right?
Yes.
Or was it Flags of Our Fathers?
No, Story of Our Fathers is a movie with, I believe Tom Sizemore, and it has to do with, like, racism in the South or something like that.
All right, that one I'm looking up. I'm not going to let that stand.
I think Ving Rhames is in it.
All right, I'm going to look that up.
Okay.
That's going to be fun to look up. Ving Rhames and...
Tom Sizemore.
In a movie called The Story Story of Our Fathers.
Story of Our Fathers.
Which makes sense if it's about abuse, because that's where you get it from.
Yeah.
Ooh. Now I'm seeing lots of other options. Story of O would have worked. Story of Our... It's coming up Bupkis on IMDb, dude.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Fuck. It's...
What is it called?
It's Sins of Our Fathers.
You... A-hole. There is a movie called The Story of Fathers and Sons. This was a terrible one.
Yeah.
But we tried. I'm sure somebody's going to tell me there's something that ends in Mr.
I know. Like,
something Mr., but I can't. I can't think of anything. So.
Mr. Semester.
Yeah, that's close, but. I don't know about a movie. It's not Mr. Sir Mr. Lot. Alright, let's play another movie set in South Dakota.
All right.
While we tool through it. Little Big Man.
Oh, great.
Starring Dustin Hoffman as man who ages from a young man to, what's he supposed to be at the end? Like 101 or something?
Alright.
So it has to end in Little or start with Man?
Little Big Manchurian Candidate. Oh, unbelievable.
Little Big Manchurian Candidate Night.
You got fucked. Little Big Manchurian Candidate Night. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on... Street. Okay. Stuart Little Big Man, Turian Candidate, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, we just passed an adult bookstore.
Really?
Yep.
Where's the fireworks stand?
Right here next. Oh, RVs? Fireworks and RVs. Good combo.
We must be getting close to Sioux Falls.
Yes, we are. We're in the greater Sioux Falls Metroplex.
All right, so you got Stuart Little Big Manchurian Candidate Nightmare on Elm Street.
Streets of Fire.
Oh, nice.
Eleven miles to Sioux Falls.
See, here's an example of, like, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure there's something called Fire Down Below. But I don't know what it is, so I'm going to try to think of something else. I need water.
I need water.
I'm choking.
I'm choking on my build-a-title options.
I got it.
All right.
Stuart Little, Big Man, Cherry Candidate, Nightmare on Elm Streets of Fire Starter.
Oh, nice. Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore is a young rapscallion demon brain or whatever it is.
Yeah, she, like, in the first scene, she sets Heather Locklear's oven mitts on fire in what is the most hilarious opening of what's supposed to be a serious, scary movie.
Not the oven mitts.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Okay.
All right.
So, do you know anything that ends in Stew or Stewart? Seems like there should be something, some movie that ends with the word Stew, S-T-E-W.
But it's not spelled that way, right?
It doesn't matter how it's spelled. It's just a sound alike. Or you could, on Firestarter, you could just use the same cheat that you didn't like me using the other day. Starter. Because I don't think there's anything in the movie that begins with the word starter. Starter pistol.
Starter up. There's got to be some DirecTV, direct-to-video movie. Starter up.
No.
He was a race car driver. She was a bikini dancer. Together, they're together.
No. No and.
No and. That's good improv.
That's my improv style. No and.
That's stupid. And,
just do it. Just say Star Terminator.
No! Oh. Star
Starter your engines. Now shit turn.
Oh! Star terminal velocity, bitch!
Alright. That's good. I like it. Terminal velocity. Okay, so here we go. Stuart Little, big Manchurian candidate, nightmare on Elm Streets of Fire Starter. Star terminal velocity.
Velocity of Angels.
Oh! Angels and demons.
I thought you might go Angels in the Outfield. All right, so Stuart Little, big Manchurian candidate, nightmare on Elm Streets of Fire, star terminal velocity, velocity of angels and demons, demons, muns, demons. Maybe there's a movie with starts with demons, but I don't think so. I can't think of a stew.
Stew is a tough one. That's a gauntlet of...
Yeah, somebody will tell us the answer. But that's a pretty good long one.
That's fucking crazy long.
Yeah, that one turned out pretty fun. That was a really good time.
Oh, it was so great, buddy.
So do you have any plugs?
Yes, for all of your fans out there at...
My fans you're talking to?
Yes, Doug Benson fans at Comedy Film Nerds. We have autographed copies of all four of your CDs.
I've got four CDs?
Yep. And we have a Doug Benson gift pack, which you get all four CDs and a couple of free gifts. And any Doug Benson item that you Doug Love Movies fans buy at Comedy Film Nerds, they're all autographed, you get a free Woot Monkey.
Oh, I was going to say I'll come to your house and kick you in the balls, but you want to go Woot Monkey.
Well, you go Woot Monkey and ball kick.
No and.
No and. So just when you're checking out at the ComedyFilmNerds.com store, there's a little thing to put like comments in there. Just say, you know, put in there whoever you think is a shithead and that you want a Woot Monkey, and we'll send it to you free of charge.
All right, and my plug is that all of my tour dates are listed at DougLovesMovies.com. And as always, the story of our fathers is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves...